Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to 1-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from 1-stop-health-shop.com.
The information on the Robert Scott Bell Show has not been approved by the Food and Drug Administration and is not intended to prevent, cure, treat, or diagnose any disease. Nah, just kidding. As far as we're concerned, the FDA can kiss our
ass. Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
risk of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
How do I know it's a great week on the Robert Scott Bell Show this week? It's a great week. Why? Because John Rappaport's back for the second time in 1 week. Breaking news. Big time news. You can't imagine how big this is. In fact, when we cover stories like the danger of modern medicine, the danger of FDA-approved drugs, many in our audience here, you listening right now, go, yeah, of course we know that. But how often do you catch the federal authorities, the regulators, the bureaucratic oligarchy acknowledging what we know to be true and factual? Well, they've been caught dead to rights, and here to reveal further, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show today, this hour, John Rappaport, breaking it big. John, welcome back, my friend.
Great to be here, Robert. Yeah, this is an emotional moment for me, I have to say, because I've been hound-dogging this story for 10 years now, exposing the facts at every possible opportunity. We've talked about this before on air. I've said there's a smoking gun, that the FDA knows that the drugs that it is approving as safe are not only dangerous, but are killing people in huge numbers on an ongoing basis. And all of a sudden, yesterday afternoon, late in the day, in fact, just before I was going to go on another show, there it was, and a page on the FDA website. Obviously, it's a kind of a leftover page because it's only a fragment. And they had a link to a learning module, but if you click on that link, you don't get anywhere. So this is just something that is left hanging, but it's there. It's been captured. We've got the link. If you Google FDA and then why learn about adverse drug reactions, at least as we're talking now, that page is still available, but it could be taken off at any time once they realize what they've exposed themselves to.
You're right. This is more damning than a hanging Chad, this hanging web page here.
Hanging page, exactly. And literally, it's hanging, and it's hanging them.
Yeah, it's hanging the FDA. You know, why is it so emotional, people might ask, John? And you said you've been working on this, you've been revealing it, you've been writing on it. In fact, even the most recent animation that you did, I linked to it on the show the other day with the Nancy Pelosi as the black swan acknowledging the dangers of Obamacare. She was referencing the Starfield report, etc. And here you go to the FDA's own website. There's no plausible deniability anymore.
None. None. And what it says on the page basically is 100,000 deaths yearly as a result of people taking FDA-approved medical drugs. I mean, they don't say FDA-approved, but they say medical drugs. And every medical drug must be approved by the FDA as safe and effective before it can be released to the public. So they say it, 100,000 deaths yearly. Over 2 million serious adverse drug reactions yearly. And when they say serious, they aren't talking about headaches or dizziness or slight nausea. They're talking about, in medical parlance, on the magnitude of stroke, heart attack, neurological damage, over 2 million a year. They come out and say that adverse drug reactions are the fourth leading cause of death in America, ahead of pulmonary disease, diabetes, AIDS, pneumonia, accidents, automobile deaths. They also indicate something they call the ambulatory patient's adverse drug reaction rate, which they say is unknown. Which means that you could have more serious reactions to drugs, very serious, that they haven't even estimated yet. I mean, what does that mean? Ambulatory patients, that means walking patients, mm-hmm. I guess. I don't know. Maybe that's a subcategory. But
it is. It
and
is
then they also mentioned that nursing home patients, adverse drug reactions at the rate of 350,000 every year. So, I mean, this is just staggering. So they're saying all of this. They're asking the question on the page, why learn about adverse drug reactions, which is obviously aimed at doctors, at professional people in healthcare industry. They have a learning module. They did have it one time, but now that link is dead. So they were admitting this right out in the open, but saying nothing. I mean, this is where the mind goes completely blank and numb, and the cognitive dissonance, you know, explodes in your head. They say absolutely nothing about the fact that the responsibility for all this is laid at their own door, because they are the ones who say that the drugs are safe, and unless they say they're safe, nobody can take them. I mean, you know, this is where people, lots of people will check out. They will not believe what they're reading.
Yeah, when you say check out, you mean zone out. They'll just basically glaze over, because it is, as you said, that cognitive dissonance that says, if I acknowledge what you've just said to be true, which has been the case all these years, where you've just kind of shook your head and go, people, what's wrong with you? Don't you see this? This says it all. And now we've got them on the FDA's own website acknowledging it. So we cannot have them claim that they somehow were unaware, for instance, of the Starfield report in 2000. It references the Institute of Medicine, National Academy Press, year 2000, in this page. You'll see it. Lazaru J. et al., JAMA, 1998, even preceding by 2 years the publication, that which was in the Journal of the American Medical Association, which is saying Gerwitz, J.H. et al., in 2000. So they cannot not know about this. Now we know they know about it, but what does this mean?
Exactly. What it means is that the FDA is admitting, without admitting it, that they are a criminal agency responsible for killing 100,000 people a year in America, which, if you go to 10 years, is 1 million people. That's a Holocaust. They are tacitly admitting that and doing absolutely nothing about it. And there is no word from the federal government about this, other agencies, other, you know, the White House, Department of Justice. I'm writing an article about this right now in which I say that over the past 10 years, I have never encountered a report that any employee of the FDA has ever been censured, prosecuted, fired, nothing. Absolutely nothing from the various heads of the FDA over that period of time, all the way down to the employees, to the doctors who sit on the panels that approve these drugs as safe. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, we've been covering it all these years, you know, comparing it to things out there that people can sort of have a concept of. Most extreme among them, perhaps, is the response to the 9/11 scenario of 2001, where approximately 3,000 people met their end, yet the response would be, some say appropriate, some say not, but let's just look at it in terms of the cost spent targeting those who were supposedly held accountable or thought to be accountable or responsible for it. Billions and billions and billions of dollars, war was declared, etc., over that one event, and we're talking less than 3,000 people. We don't want to belittle anybody's loss of life. That's not what we do here or the reason to bring it up. But you bring out the 9/11, let's say, analogy, and you say, how many 9/11s in 1 year? Does, at the very minimum, 100,000 equal 99 of them? And what has been done to the FDA? Have there been congressional hearings on it? As you said, has anybody been fired? Prosecuted, jailed, executed, like maybe the head of FDA once was in China? Nothing.
That would be, by my count, 33 crashes into the Twin Towers per year. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. 33 9/11s per year between Pentagon and the Twin Towers. And that's just mind-boggling, because you said, okay, we can grasp this one event, big explosion, we see it. We may not understand it. We may not know why it, or all of those things. But you can grasp, okay, 3,000 or so people lost their lives. We got to go get the bad guys, right? That's the idea. So people rallied around, supported it. But we have 33 of those at minimum. We would argue perhaps a lot more, but at minimum every year since that time. And yet not one thing has been said. Not one congressional hearing has been held. And the evidence is there. And now we find it. Thanks to an unnamed source, unless you're going to name the source, we find this hanging page that the FDA may not even know is still there.
Yeah, they may not know it's still there. They're going to know it's still
there. Oh, yeah, this is breaking news big.
All they have to do Department of Justice is, you know, take a little ride down the street. They don't have to bring troops in. They don't have to suddenly go into war status. They don't have to put the whole country under the gun with surveillance and Department of Homeland Security created and all of this. They don't have to fight wars. All they have to do is go down the street and arrest the people at the FDA and begin hearings and prosecutions. And they would save many, many multiples of the lives that are still being lost as we speak as a result of these medical drugs.
Yeah, potentially. You want to talk about saving lives, hundreds of thousands of lives based on what we know of the expansion of not only the Starfield report, but other meta-analyses that were done. You know, referenced many times on this show, including Dr. Carolyn Dean's book. She put it all together called Death by Modern Medicine, where the numbers went to a staggeringly high, beyond 750,000. I think the number was quoted as 784,000 due to the FDA-approved, sanctioned, regulated allopathic medical profession, all things involved.
Yeah. Yeah. So start thinking about that. So this is dedicated to all the people, including yourself, certainly at the top of the list over the years, that have been making this story known, including Barbara Starfield, who wrote the report in the Journal of American Medical Association on July 26, 2000, that stated 106,000 deaths every year from FDA-approved drugs, 119,000 more deaths from misadventures, to put it kindly, in hospitals, who died last year. And at the end, and you can see this, a film that I was associate producer on, American Addict, a documentary about addiction to medical drugs, is now being screened three times at the Seattle International Film Festival. And I found out the other day it's been nominated for Best Documentary among a dozen other films. And we have an interview, the last interview that I'm aware of ever done with Barbara Starfield. And at the end of it, Sasha Knezev, the director, this is all on film, is sitting there in her house, and he's finished the interview, basically. And Starfield's friend or husband, I'm not sure who's in the room, and Sasha says to her, because she looks rather pensive, and he says, is there anything else you'd like to say, Barbara? A very engaging person, by the way, she was, and very stalwart. And coming to realizations near the end of her life, a series of emails between her and me about medicine in general, practice yes. of medicine, the idea of compartmentalizing all these diseases as separate conditions, which she thought was absurd.
Right.
And she's sitting there, and she doesn't say anything. And her partner says, go ahead, Barbara.
Hold on. We got to take a break here. You want to know? I want to know. I can't wait to find out what Barbara Starfield says at the end here. And we're going to take a break and find out on the other side of this break. Special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're kicking it off with John Rappaport here. Check out all the links up at robertscottbell.com as soon as the article link, which may be up any moment, to John's article on the subject matter. He'll also be breaking the story tomorrow on Alex Jones, but we got him here first on Natural News Radio and the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stand by. We're going to find out what Barbara Starfield said after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base.
Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com. For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
These days, entrepreneurship is everywhere. It's all around us. From food and beverage to restaurants to natural supplements and wellness products, electronics, internet, and high tech. If you own a business or want to start your own, then you need advice from the experts at Underground Marketing Company. Underground Marketing has clients from all over the world and a proven track record of success. For more info, please visit UGOCGM.com. UGOCGM.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're talking with John Rappaport. Breaking news, the FDA acknowledges, even though they don't know, they acknowledge that they are a criminal organization, a murderous organization. It's been written about so many years. John Rappaport's been covering it for many years, breaking a lot of these stories, and now it's on the FDA's website. We've got it linked up. And breaking big here. And John was just telling us about this film called American Addict, that he was a producer of, and it's been playing and winning awards, or about to win awards. And toward the end, the Barbara Starfield interview, she's being asked about, or given an opportunity, it sounds like, John, to say, hey, you know, open it up. Is there anything else you want to share? And unscripted, we don't know. What do you got? And we're about to learn what she was going to say or what she said.
Well, she wasn't totally specific, but the idea was, here she is, she's now emeritus at the end of her career or near the end of her career. Of course, this was only a few months before she died. And she sits there and doesn't say anything. And then she says, you know, I just don't know how great an effect my work has had. I don't know how important it will be viewed. I'm paraphrasing her now. I don't have the exact quote from the film. And the background here is, you see, she wrote the report exposing medically caused death in the year 2000. And even though people have been emailing her every week since then for copies of the review that was published in the Journal of American Medical Association, even though there was some press coverage of it at the time, but then that faded all away. And since then, there has been complete silence. And there she is in a prestigious institution, Johns Hopkins School of Public Health. And what is the effect of her work? What change does it bring? And she just simply says, I don't know. and is not happy about it, I can tell you. A sense of, should I, you know, as if she's asking herself, should I feel remorseful? Should I have perhaps done more? But what else could I do? You know, this is my field. I publish. That's it. I've already published. A regret, a sense of regret, or of a mission unfulfilled, perhaps, or of feeling that all of the work and time that she put in and research in what she really understands very well is a restricted field of endeavor. She knows the parameters in which she was working. That in that restricted field where she's trying to make an impact and enlighten people as to what's really going on, that people, you know, will they ever take notice? Will they ever realize the implications of what she has proved? Will they ever do anything about it? And that's the sense that I had of regret, of a sense of questioning, doubt, not sure, and that she's been concealing this for some time, except from her partner, who knows, because she's been talking to him, and then she puts it on film. It's quite a moving moment, especially if you understand the background. And now, I think we've got vindication here. Because if I'm reading this right, Robert...
Yes.
And if everybody, you know, does their part, this story is going to finally break big. And who knows, maybe some gigantic website like Drudge will pick it up. Maybe. We just don't know what the effect is going to be. But I think at least on this day for her, partial vindication is here. Because I told her at the end of our interview a couple of years ago, and it was a slightly contentious interview. It wasn't all roses.
Yeah.
Pressing her about the FDA in the interview.
Right.
And I was saying they're responsible for what you have, you know, brought out. The facts you brought to light. And she said, no, it's the FDA is part of a larger picture. And we're talking about the whole, pharmaceutical companies and the fact that the FDA, there's undue influence on the government through lobbyists is basically the way she put it. And I came back at her again and I said, well, you know, yeah, but the buck's got to stop somewhere and the FDA is the gatekeepers. And she wouldn't really come across with that. Okay, fine. But at the end of the interview, I emailed her and I said, I'm going to do everything I can to make this known. And we emailed back and forth a couple times, and finally she said, well, I wish you good luck in doing this. You know, with her having no idea whether or not this would pay off, the interview, whether it would go anywhere. And now I see a glint of light here that maybe something new, big is going to happen.
Well, it is. It's breaking big here. The new media is picking it up. We've always been leading the charge there. Natural News is certainly going to pick it up, as well as Alex Jones is scheduled to have you on the air on Friday. So a larger audience continues to grow and embrace this. The question is, as you know, how will it be spun? If that, will they try to ignore it? Will it be ignorable at this point since it's on the FDA's own website? Might they claim that they didn't even know it was ever there? There was some low-level government employee that kind of snuck it up there. Who knows what they're going to say, but clearly...
You got it, Robert. You got it. Let me spell out a few scenarios here so people can be aware in advance. But before I do, I've got to say, when did you and I meet? Early on, we began talking about this years and years ago, and we've done shows on this before. And I remember getting off one of those shows with you in the old days and thinking, who is this guy? Robert Scott Bell. I mean, you know, we're discussing information here on the airwaves that is so explosive. It's incredible. And not only is he going along with this, he's in the forefront. You know, I'm telling him things that he already knows, and he's doing multiple interviews about all this material. So, I mean, this is a day of vindication for you, too, up there, because I don't know of anybody anywhere else at any time on the issue of health and the medical cartel that has been more a forthright, independent, and investigative yourself. Nobody anywhere that I've ever encountered, and I've been on shows all over the world, and when I met you and we started talking on the radio, I knew that I had hit pay dirt because we were talking on the same wavelength, and I didn't have to hold back, and you weren't holding back, and you were pushing the envelope, in fact, all the time. So this is big for you, too. I mean, well, people have to know this that are listening to this show. This is the guy, folks. If you want to know about the world of health, wellness, medicine, the crimes, the medical cartel, there's nobody on the planet that has ever done it like this, and I doubt there ever will be. So,
well, just so everybody is warned, this pay dirt is loaded with bacteria, loaded with humus, healthy. So, you know, be right. Frightened, be very.
So
afraid.
Here are the scenarios. It was a low-level employee. Yeah. We never gave permission. We don't know how it got there. Mm-hmm. We're taking it down because it's untrue. Never been verified.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that has never been confirmed. We understand people have said this before, but it's never really been established. Okay, and then they take off the page. Or they say, primarily the reason that these deaths have been piling up is because of incorrect combining of drugs. They're going to go to that one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the patient did not follow the doctor's prescription. In other words, overuse the drug. Possibly they'll throw the doctors under the bus a little bit and say incorrect prescribing by doctors for uses not intended for the drugs. And yes, we're aware that doctors have been prescribing these drugs for what they'll call off-label uses, and that needs to be remedied. So they'll run down all those roads to try to explain away the fact that correctly prescribed FDA-certified drugs as safe have been killing 100,000 people a year, at least. And they'll spin it other ways. They'll say that, for example, the figures are based on estimations, and that these estimations are not really based in fact. There are competing computer models. They'll try that one. They'll also say that this is an attempt by nefarious people, like the two that you're listening to now, to discredit the medical system, which is the most brilliant in the world, and by far outdistances in its ability to take care of patients anything ever seen before on the planet, without which people would still be dying at age 40. They'll do all of that. They'll do all of that. They'll attack the people that are attacking them. So just be on the lookout for any one of these scenarios as a way of rebutting the facts that we are presenting here.
Well, when we come back from this break, we're going to talk with John Rappaport more about some of the things we can do to be proactive here, to not let this ever again be swept under the rug, counteract those attacks, to make our kung fu better than theirs. And with John Rappaport, we can certainly do that. Check it out, nomorefakenews.com. All the links are up here at robertscottbell.com, including the screen capture of this. And if it, just in case they pull it down from the FDA, we'll have it for posterity's sake. And maybe we'll talk about what we can do with this thing to make sure that it does not disappear. Not this time. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
So what do we do with this information? Of course, in many years ago, I was talking with John on the break, thinking back to all those years when we were breaking these stories in the media, and I sometimes would scratch my head and say, I can't believe what we just did, but we did it, and we weren't asking permission. You know, we weren't checking with, oh, do we get approval on this, or do we need to redact anything? We were just letting it loose. And yes, there were times behind the scenes where I was catching a little bit of hell, and yet at the end of the day, I think they said, just ignore him, maybe he'll go away. I think that's what they
thought.
Little
did they know.
Yeah, little did they know. Here we go. So we have now the evidence. It's on the FDA's website. As I said, as long as it's there, we've got it. I was thinking, you know, one of the things, and I'm not a big fan of, well, take it to Congress, because we know how inept they've been. They basically passed these laws and then really didn't write the rules for the laws and let this so-called bureaucratic oligarchy, as Jonathan Emord calls it, write the rules and enforce them. So they bring the judicial, executive, and legislative under the executive, right? No separation of powers. And this is an enslaved state, a form of tyranny. And they'd like it that way. And many times the congressman, when you say, hey, this is outrageous, and they'll write to the FDA on your behalf, knowing that the FDA will say, well, you'll have to, we can't do anything about it. This is just the rules. Congress did it. And they throw it back, and the congressman can say, well, I wrote the FDA. They said they couldn't do anything about it. But what about you, congressman or congresswoman? What about you, Pelosi, the black swan? Will they be shamed enough? Is it possible now we could print out this page and give it to every Congress critter? And will 1% of them, 2, 5, 10, say, wait a second, this is outrageous. They know this. Will there be a response this time? I don't know the answer to that, but it's just a thought.
It's a great thought, Robert. It's worth a try, because there may be somebody in Congress that picks up the ball and runs with it. You never know. But that's just the beginning of what I think people need to do. They need to capture that page. They need to send it out to everybody they know. But be forewarned. When people see the page naked sitting there, they won't know what to think. They will experience this cognitive dissonance that we've been discussing here, because they'll say, well, if the FDA is putting this on one of its own website pages, then obviously the FDA is not responsible for causing this to happen. Otherwise, they would never put it up, you see, but they did. So people will not immediately respond and say, my God, this is you know, the biggest thing I've ever seen in my life, and we have to get the word. No, you're going to have to give them information. And I can suggest that, you know, you copy the article that I'm going to be posting later today at No More Fake News that I will be sending to Robert. It's going to be posted probably in a number of places before it's over here, as information that goes along with the screenshot of the page, so that people will understand the context and what we're talking about here. Websites, send it to websites, send it to people you know. Make yourself into media.
Mm-hmm.
You're a PR, you know, mm-hmm. person, and you're getting the word out. And who knows, I've already had a few responses to this, and I know at least one other website that's got a screenshot of the page, and this is going to build. But you have to be definite yourself in how you present this. You can't be, well, I'm not sure. I don't know what to think of this. What do you think? You know, that's not going to carry the day. You have to be carrying the sword. You have to say, this is the smoking gun, because it is.
You have to become.
This is what I've been looking for 10 years.
And yeah, you become the
first. This is the smoking gun. And that's the way you need to present it. And if somebody gets back to you and says, I don't understand, or this couldn't be, you just hit them again. Mm-hmm. You're not looking at it. You're trying to think about other things. You're trying to find a way to worm out of this. This is the smoking gun. It happens, you know, and now it has. Here's an instance of it. You know, there are stories occasionally that show up where there is really a smoking gun, and it's a major story, and eventually nobody can deny it. This happens to be one of those. That's the attitude you've got to take.
It's time.
And who knows what we might be able to do.
John, it's time. It's time to become relentlessly the First Amendment. As you mentioned, everybody becomes the PR agent here. And what I love about what you brought or presented, or how you presented it, and it's true, even if you were to have a known, let's say you know a congressman because you've had interaction, you become politically active, it's not enough to give it to them, because in many cases, just like John said, they're not even going to know how to react to what they're seeing, because they've been programmed to not ever act or react to something like that. So it literally is, you know, you're handing it to a kindergartner who's, you know, you're giving them a text on astrophysics, and they're going to look at it and go, well, I've learned the basics of CAT, cat. I can read that, but I have no earthly idea what your hand, you know. So like you said, you've got to put it in their face again, explain it again, explain that you explained it. And it still might not be enough. We recognize that. For some have such a vested interest to maintain the complete delusion of a world that this could not possibly happen. And the government that could not do this. The FDA would not do this. And because of that, to really push this in their face means that their whole world view is threatened.
Very good, Robert. That's exactly right. Consider that you're dealing with a mind control victim. That's who you're dealing with.
Well, and
what you're trying to do is to get them to put that programming aside and look at something as it is. That's what you're dealing with. Know that. See, because there are too many people out there that will say, well, I tried. Yeah, I sent it out, but that doesn't cut it. See, you wouldn't say that if you were dealing with a mind control victim, you know, because obviously the first shot out of the box, chances of it working are, you know, minuscule. So you don't do that. You come back again. You keep being definite. And maybe you will get through. You will get through to some people. But even those people, you see, will come back at you with questions. They'll say, I see it now. It's just staggering to me, but I see it. But what I don't understand is, you see, and then they're going to tell you something. Why haven't the media been covering this? And you can watch them teetering right there on the fulcrum of the seesaw as they're about to say, I see it, but if the major media haven't been covering it, then probably what I'm seeing is wrong. You're going to get a lot of that. A lot of that, you see. And they're going to want you to explain why. How could this be in this world that major newspapers and television news is not covering it? How could that possibly be? Now, how do you play that game, you see? Because if you give them a reason, you say, well, you know, they've got to deal with pharmaceutical advertisers, and if they expose this story, their profits are going to be shut down. Is that going to work? Or is that going to work against you? Because then you would get back from that person, no, that's not a good enough reason. Uh-uh, I don't accept that. Because these people in the media are too honest to let that stand in the way. They might say that. Or I just don't accept that as the reason. So you may have to come back at them with another reason, and you might just simply start off by saying that the media people, like many other people in the world, they are not some different kind of creature. They too have been programmed to accept whatever they are told about medical issues as if it were a religion. I say that frequently to people, and some of them catch on. So those are my suggestions.
Well, they're brilliant, as always, and this is something we're going to be dealing with more and more and more. We've seen it through the Ron Paul revolution starting back 4 years ago as people were waking to the reality that the media was programmed, controlled, and a tool for propaganda to mold thought, to frame thought from above, rather than to investigate and uncover. And we've spotlighted people, you've written about people here that have kind of broken through the shield, either mostly inadvertently and accidentally, and thinking in terms of being a good Boy Scout. I think of Gary Matsumoto and his book Vaccine A, all about the anthrax vaccine. I think about even Marcia Engel, who was the editor-in-chief for the New England Journal of Medicine, describing how the peer-reviewed journals, the publications, could not be trusted because there was so much drug money flowing back and forth. So it isn't that it hasn't been exposed and put right out there, but it's managed in such a way that we're told what to think about the information that just came out. Either it's marginalized and ridiculed, or it's legitimized, sort of, but it's rushed aside. Hey, don't look at that. Look at this really shiny new object over here, and then you see it goes away.
Yeah. In intelligence agency parlance, it's called a limited hangout. That's when something, you know, like the CIA is up against the wall. They've been exposed on something. And so they concoct a partial confession to a lesser sin. And that becomes the story from that point on. Oh, well, okay, they said they made a mistake and this is what they did and it's bad, but it's, you know, we understand it, okay, and so let's move along to something else now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, look, we're going to take a break and we're going to wrap up this special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show here. Breaking news globally here. The FDA regulatory body acknowledging the death rate due to their FDA-approved, so to speak, drugs. And they can no longer wiggle out of it. They're going to try. And that's why we're talking with John Rappaport as to what to expect, how to manage it, how to maneuver it, because the life you save may be not only your own, perhaps you've already saved that, but you could have loved ones out there that are still duped. And we'll help you get through to them as well after this.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
These days, entrepreneurship is everywhere. It's all around us. From food and beverage to restaurants to natural supplements and wellness products, electronics, internet, and high tech. If you own a business or want to start your own, then you need advice from the experts at Underground Marketing Company. Underground Marketing has clients from all over the world and a proven track record of success. For more info, please visit UGOCGM.com. UGOCGM.com.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being, and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
What an incredible bit of news. Bit, I'd say that's an understatement, but here we go. John Rappaport with me. And it reminds, we were talking on the break about the vaccine seminar you and I did, All Armed and Dangerous, all the things they don't want you to hear, and how it was laid out, and how I just listened back as we're just in real time here thinking about what we've just done in three segments to kind of lay out, reveal, explain what's happened, why, what to expect, how to maneuver it. I mean, it's just amazing. In this short of time, can you imagine? If you haven't gotten the vaccine seminar, if you like this, imagine what you'll get on the vaccine issue.
Yes. And I should point out that on the FDA page that we've been talking about here, when they talk about deaths from medical drugs, almost certainly they are not even scratching the surface on vaccines.
You're right.
They're talking about drugs, not vaccines. So that's a whole other deal, which we go into in 10 plus hours of audio. I just want to remind people, well, they can get the screenshot of the FDA page on your site, Robert, and they can also Google FDA, why learn about adverse drug reactions. And at least as of an hour ago, that page was still there when you Google that. So I'm just, I'm still bowled over by this whole development. I mean, there it is. They admit it. They acknowledge it. And you're going to see caps, capital letters. It's almost as if they're promoting the idea that this is a horrible thing. When you get to that page and you see which words they put in capital letters about their own crimes, all apparently to induce people to sign up for this learning module, which is no longer available. God knows what's on that. And They're admitting it right out in the open.
Yeah.
And we're the killers.
They did it. Yeah. It's just like, here we are, come and get us. But of course, they never suspected that anybody would. And for the most part, that's been true up unto a point. And that point, what is that break point? This could very well be the break point. And remember, they're referencing published, peer-reviewed published journals, JAMA as well. And so it isn't that somebody on a whim thought, hey, man, I'll just put this up on the site. So it's really cited significantly and specifically. So there's a lot of what we would say. They always wanted plausible deniability. They always theoretically had it. They played as if they had it. Now it's going to be much more difficult. As I said, we ran through some of the scenarios that might come out in response to this. Although they might, for the longest time possible, continue to ignore that it even exists. But with the rise of the new media, we're going to witness in real time when Natural News brings it out, when Alex Jones covers it, when all of the other alternative media, Blacklisted News, etc. At a certain point, I think Drudge may have to pick this thing up, and then what? So we're in the midst of this next creative awakening.
And your show is major, 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 because you've got people listening, picking this up from all over the world all the time. They're picking it up live. They're picking it up in the archive. They're picking it up and emailing the links. I mean, every country in the world is suffering under the same thing. This is not just the FDA doing this in America. This is every public health agency in every country in the world where there is anything called pharmaceutical medicine, which, to my knowledge, is now everywhere. So when people begin making the connections to their own country, and this thing begins to expand and snowball and reach out branches in all directions, it could be titanic, absolutely titanic, which is exactly what I'm hoping for here and what we're all hoping for.
Well, we are seeing evidence that they're losing grip over certain areas of the world. Certainly, when I've seen the work of Charlie Brown with Consumers for Dental Choice at ToxicTeeth.org and their movement through international organizations, which we're not really big fans of because of the bureaucracy, but when they get something right, we acknowledge it, on the issue of mercury in medicine, mercury in teeth, mercury in vaccines, mercury in drugs, and how they're having success to doing an end around the Fear and Death Administration. I mean, the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, right, here in America. And so in many ways, they are losing somewhat of their grip. I've been to West Africa twice. I've seen the influence, the power that they hold over the governments on the state, national, federal level in each government because of the money flowing in. They buy out the people, or let's say they buy out the so-called legislators or government people and sell out the people so that they become receptacles for this kind of medicine, which is now revealed, as we say, on the FDA's own website.
Now, put this together, and again, we've talked about this before, with the fact that the FDA is relentlessly pursuing vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to cut down your access to food supplements, claiming that they are potentially dangerous, all of them. That's where they're focusing their investigative efforts.
Well, John, you know, we're out of time here, and that's where we're going to have to go next time. I want to acknowledge the Poison Control Center data, the federal data center that revealed, like I think in 2008 to 2011 or something, 3 years running, the big goose egg, zero reported deaths from dietary supplements through Poison Control Center data. And you're right. This is the thing. It's not causing the adverse events that are happening from FDA. It's not causing the deaths yet. The FDA is spending inordinate amounts of time, money, and energy going after not only the companies, but the people and the farmers that are providing raw milk, for instance, which is not having the near dangers that we see within the pasteurized realm. So, John Rappaport, my dear friend, we've broken it big here again. And this time it's just it's going to continue to explode mushroom out there in a positive fashion, I assure you.
Many thanks, Robert. Many, many thanks.
Well, check it all out. All these things are coming out at robertscottbell.com, nomorefakenews.com. We'll talk more about addiction on The Healing Revolution with Dr. Frank King, bring up this issue and more. As, of course, look for Natural News to cover it. Alex Jones tomorrow with John Rappaport as well. In the meantime, remember this, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to 1-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from 1-stop-health-shop.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, a very special guest joining us for the first time, Stephen Rogers, who I met at the Health Freedom Expo. This guy's story is so incredible. What he came from to do what he's doing now to bring healing to all those who are ready to just access it. Very exciting to me. Very aligned with the mission of the United States and World of Health Talk Radio here. That's going to be coming up shortly. A little bit of other good news. The bad PR to pink slime. It's actually had quite an impact on the marketplace. We didn't have to have an act of Congress. No, we didn't. you know how it is when anything goes wrong, the statist, and they could be from the left or the right, they all find their reasons. Rick Santorum wants to regulate what goes on in your bedroom. And, of course, Henry Waxman and Dick Durbin want to regulate what goes on in your medicine cabinet. They don't want any nutrients in there, okay? But yet, here we have this story of the pink slime that made it big, big time. Natural News broke it big, and others in the natural health community broke this story big because suddenly, you know, the complaints were being lodged against the so-called fast food purveyors. And they decide, whoa, publicity's getting a little bad here. Let's not put pink slime in our burgers. So who comes to the rescue but the USDA and says, hey, we'll buy that 6 million pounds of pink sludge and we'll give it to our public school students. Yes, those that still go to government indoctrination centers so we can neutrify them or denutrify them. And now the outrage is growing heavily on those who are making these decisions, and that includes Congress. But at the same time, now you have a supermarket, one of the biggest, second largest supermarket chain in the country, Safeway, saying, well, no, we're no longer going to use this lean, finely textured beef, or what is commonly derided as pink slime. It is pink slime. Don't call it beef. And Brian Dowling, Vice President of Public Affairs at Safeway, told News Corp the grocery chain would sell through its existing stock, right? So if you're going to Safeway, you're likely going to get the dregs of pink slime if you go to Safeway. And I remember Safeway when I was in Denver, Colorado. They had a lot of Safeways there. And I remember them advertising for organic food many years ago. So it was because the culture in Colorado seemed to be more open to organic food, and they were competing against Whole Foods and Wild Oats, and there was a place called Alfalfa's way back when. So they were actually bringing in organics a long time ago. But at the same time, if you're not getting what you know to be getting, you could be getting pink slime in your food. But now all you got to do is send your child to public school to make sure they get their daily dose of pink slime, that cheap meat filler. Well, no cheap meat filler coming up next, because we got our first-time guest, Stephen Rogers. Tried to get him at the Health Freedom Expo, ran out of time. I got him now from the wilds of Montana, and I know it's going to be difficult with the connection up there. The Internet's not all that advanced up there. Great advanced stuff in natural healing, though. And you're going to hear all about Shen Nutrition and more coming up next on the Robert Scott Bell Show as we bring Stephen Rogers from Shen Nutrition to the program after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco-Benefit in New York City and live-streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
Scott Bell Show.
I have great memories about the Health Freedom Expo we had a few weeks back in Long Beach, California. And all the time when I'm out on the road and I go to these natural product shows, whether they be industry only or whether they be open to the public, I've always got my radar on for something unusual or unique, especially with integrity. And that's, you know, the fundamental bottom line. We got to start there because there's so many people in the natural products industry that are opportunists that have tried to, you know, buy and sell, and they're not concerned about real healing like I am here, like we are here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. In fact, there was just a story released yesterday. Mike Adams talked about this, a pretty decent quality company called New Chapter, and how they just sold out to Procter and Gamble. And, you know, these are the kind of things that we don't do here. And so when I find people of that high level of integrity and caliber that really understand nutrition and are in it for all the right reasons, I gravitate toward them. They tend to gravitate toward me. And at the Health Freedom Expo, I was actually nourished by something called Shentrition. And it was absolutely sensational. My dear friend and cohort, superhero sidekick Liam Sheff, said, oh, you got to meet these guys too. And everything was converging around this. And I've asked them to come back on board here because we didn't get a chance to connect on the air from the Health Freedom Expo. So right now, we've got him from the wilds of Montana. And he's with me now. His name is Steven Rogers. He is from Shentrition, and I'm so glad to have you on board.
Oh, thanks for having me, Scott. It's a pleasure being here.
Well, it's a blast to connect with you. We actually got a little bit of time spent with you, your wife, and Liam when we were out there and had a great time together hearing your story, which over time, I anticipate that this won't be our first time talking on the air because of what you guys are all about. But there's a lot of backstory to this, how you got into this. But just as a starting point, you've got to share a little bit about what inspired you, what got you on this path to healing and nutrition.
Well, I'm 43, and it's been about 25 years since I started on this path. As you know, I had a lot of problems with drugs and alcohol and various other behaviors that didn't lead me in the best of places. And I was really sick, overweight, body was polluted and toxic, and I was at that time a personal trainer. So basically, all I was a meathead weightlifter and using a lot of steroids and other various drugs and stuff like that. And it didn't take long for me to hit bottom. And when I did, it was when I started to engage in some serious healing and some serious self-reflection and started to use various things such as meditation and prayer and good nutrition. A mentor, someone came into my life who was a chiropractor and a hygienic healer, and he started to help me put my life back together in the very beginning.
You're one of what I call my favorite hometown healers. You know, the real stories, the people that have been through some rough things in life. And a lot of your story resonates with me because of my own illnesses. I have a body type that tends to be very difficult to gain weight, so I never had that problem. But I was definitely the toxic kid. By the time I hit my 20s, I was looking for something. You know, I was just praying to God that somebody would come about something, because modern medicine had given up on me. I had given up on it. And I knew that I would have to change, but I didn't know what it was. And I had, you know, a mentor, a homeopath from Europe that I connected with and studied with for a long, long time. So there's a lot of similarity in the story that we have, even though there are always nuances to anybody's path to health or healing. But the fact that you chose it, that's the thing that intrigues me the most, because a lot of people don't escape the kind of life you were in.
Well, this is true. This is true. And the place I ended up kind of helped me. It was a bit ironic. I ended up in the federal penitentiary, if you would, and when you're in there, you don't have a whole lot of choices. I think you have two choices. Either you're going to commit to figure out what choices that you made and why you made them that put you there, or you're going to get caught up in the revolving door. That is, 75% of those people come back. You know, drugs and alcohol didn't always take me to jails and prisons, but every time I ended up in jail or eventually prison, I was using drugs and alcohol. So it didn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that that kind of lifestyle was eventually going to leave me in the ground early. So for me, it was first out of survival, and then what it began to uncover, as most of your listeners probably know, that spot in us that's pure, that's untainted by life, that is our soul, mm-hmm. That took hold. And once that took hold, it took me in a whole different direction and awakened a sense of urgency in me that was just beyond physical health. It was psychological health and spiritual health that I was looking for. And just happened to be that I had a string of really committed and full of integrity type mentors that really helped me to walk through this. But, you know, I went down the rabbit hole, so to speak, and I never looked back. So, yes, I did make a conscious choice, but I did have a little extra help. You know, it's shocking to be 25 years old and, you know, a smart kid, a good-looking kid, and make good grades in high school, and was probably a lot of people thought I was going places, and there I was at 24, 25 years old and in federal prison and on the tail end of a crack pipe. So it's shocking and earth-shattering and enlightening all at the same time, because there was no one I could blame. It was my choices that put me there. No matter who I learned them from, I made the choices. So it wasn't going to help to blame anyone. The only thing that was going to help me was to get my ass in gear, so to speak, and mm-hmm. start moving in the right direction. And holistic medicine was the beginning of that. I started out in apprenticing in hygienic medicine and chiropractic, which eventually took me into classical Chinese medicine, hygienic medicine, and eventually evolved into a holistic practice that centered around spiritual development and mind-body medicine. But since then, it also took me into developing many nutrient-dense, calorie-low nutritional products, and which evolved eventually into Shentrition, which is very unique. Because it focuses not just on the biochemical level, as most nutritional products do. Its real focus is on the bioenergetic level. And that's where we find in classical Chinese medicine, holistic medicine, that most problems, most issues regarding health, whether it be psychological health, spiritual health, or physical health, they begin right there. And that's where we can do the most the effective work, is dealing on that level, as you know, as a homeopath.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're talking, by the way, with Stephen Rogers. First time on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I initially met him at the Health Freedom Expo. It was really quite a wonderful meeting, and his wife, Erica, they're just absolutely lovely. And, you know, when you're telling this story, and you told us this in person when we got together for a meal, it was just, you know, horrifying, the things you went through. Yet at the same time, the kind of clarity that you had, I could see in your eyes. And it was just that, you know, that energetic connect, that was someone who has walked what you spoke. You know, it wasn't somebody else's story. This was really now rooted deeply into your very being. And you were taking all that you had learned and turned it into something so amazing. You know, we'll certainly talk more about Shentrition as well. I don't want to give it short shrift, because it really sustained a lot of me as I was burning it out, going out there doing so much work at the expo between lectures and introductions and panel discussions and then radio interviews. Oh, my gosh. I you know, admittedly was a bit tired when I got home, but who wouldn't be? But then the nutritional aspect of that was a big part of it. That's why I had said, one day we got to get you back on here after meeting you there. So, you know, the decisions that you made, very inspiring. The fact that you're taking these nutrients and understanding the bioenergetic component of it. I mean, this is the future. This is where it's all going, that level of understanding. I mean, we can all take biochemistry, whether it be in high school or whether it be at collegiate levels. But when we get into bioenergetics, we're going to have to go outside the traditional learning systems into holistic medicine, some officially taught, some not. But it's so transformative, and that's what, again, I see in you, and that's why I'm so inspired to have you on board.
Well, thanks again. Yes, yeah, you're right. We are moving in that direction, and in some ways, we're moving back to that direction. It's like we've been moving away from it, but I can't say that Western medicine or allopathic medicine is a complete fault here in moving us away from it. I think people in general have moved away from core values and core principles, which are holistic in nature and spiritual in nature. And I think that's the biggest culprit. I think society and what we see out there that's going on in government and in medicine and in various other social avenues, if you would, are an expression of individual consciousness. I don't really look at us as like victims to what's going on. I looked at it more as a bunch of individuals who have unconsciously agreed to allow all of this to happen because of a low calibration of consciousness. So in some ways we're moving back, and in some ways we are moving forward and getting back to those, the core understanding of what the bioenergetics are. The bioenergetics, to put it simply for your listeners out there, is the doggy door between our spiritual nature and our physical nature. That is God and humanity, or Shen or Source, whatever you want to call it, and our material existence. And it's that that needs to be constantly greased, or the hinges of that doggy door need to be constantly greased, or the bioenergetics needs to be constantly moving. When they get stagnated, as they are in most people, that's when we begin to see all the myriad of diseases and disease processes that are diagnosed much later on the physical level through allopathic Western medicine or even just natural medicine. The difference between holistic medicine and natural medicine, we need to make a distinction between that too, because most people use that word in natural medicine. And really, natural medicine is just physical medicine. It's like allopathic medicine, meaning it's just dealing primarily with the physical. It's just using natural alternatives, whether it's nutrition, vitamins, herbs, body work, and therapies like that, whereas holistic medicine takes into account the whole person. That is, it's a top-down approach. They first recognize that there is something called a spiritual nature, and that the body, that is the mental, emotional, and physical components that comprise what we call the body, is simply a tool of self-expression for the spiritual nature. And it's that connection that we need to constantly be conscious of between our spiritual nature and our body, which is the bioenergetics.
I want to add to that, because that's such a profound thing that we often overlook, because we can be supportive of movement toward what we call natural medicine. But you're right, in so many cases, even in the media, with a lot of the let's say, broadcast health shows in traditional media, even if they're holistically, I would say, oriented, but not fully there, they'll be replacement kind of natural people. They'll say, okay, you used to be on this drug for that ailment, let's switch you over to this herb for that ailment. And while I'm all for that, because I think it's a positive direction, it's less intoxicating, it's still not the same thing, as you said, of integrating fully the spirit of all of this, to understand that we have that energetic aspect to ourselves that have to be acknowledged as maybe the source point by the blockages of the flow of energy that result in these physiological ailments. We would not distance ourselves from the need for certain critical nutrients in living form, but we also don't want to distinguish us, or let's say disintegrate us from that energetic component.
Yes, I agree. I agree. We need to use both. We need to use natural medicine, like you said, and also be aware of this bigger component, this eternal component, and bringing that into the body. Most of what we'll find out, bar nutritional deficiencies and stuff like that, but most of the disease processes are simply this, the result of this disconnection. Now, of course, there are genetic issues, and like I said, there are deficiency issues. But from my practice, and having worked over the last 8 years with over 2,000 people, I can emphatically say that most of the chronic degenerative issues that we experience in our bodies are sourced first in the energetics. Nutritional deficiencies and stuff like that will play a big part. Toxins will play a big part, but the source of them is tied up in those energetics. And if we become aware of, learn to become aware of those, then we can stop a lot of those processes in their tracks.
Listen, I want to take a break here. I've got more to do with Stephen Rogers. He's amazing. I'm enjoying it immensely. In fact, I'm going to share a little bit of my story history, maybe I haven't shared before, about how this started for me, and it relates to the energetic component, the spiritual component. I think it's a fascinating discussion here. I've got the links up today at robertscottbell.com, if you haven't already seen them, to Shen Trition, S-H-E-N Trition. You'll see it online. We'll talk more about that as well, and Stephen Rogers continues with me on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files and listen on your phone or personal computer. And when you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
This is the place you come for healing and the freedom to heal, in fact, and the freedom to even discuss things in healing that you rarely ever hear, certainly not in the old media, but even in some of the new media, reluctance to talk about these issues in the way my guest Stephen Rogers discusses that, them from Shen Nutrition, and we'll talk about Shen Nutrition. But I was inspired by what I was hearing from you. It just occurred to me on my journey, because I had been ill for much of my young life, almost from infancy, and had been given up on and gave up on by modern medicine and about modern medicine, because it was such a mechanistic thing. All they would do is throw poison into my body to suppress symptoms and create 10 others. Now, at the time, because I was raised allopathically in medical families, I didn't know what else to do, and it was a scary place to be, having given up on the so-called experts. And so, Stephen, well, at this point, it's a spiritual crisis. It's not just a physiological issue, because you look into whatever, you know, religious pathway, spiritual pathway you've grown up with. Sometimes it has answers for that. Sometimes it doesn't. But the one thing I did was I asked for help. I mean, sincerely. You talk about whether you call it prayer, petition, meditation, contemplation, but I sincerely prayed for help, for guides, because none of the experts had any clue about why I had all the ailments that I had. All they said, here, take this, take this, take this. I was done taking that. And so it was the openness at that point. When you've heard it said, when the student is ready, the master appears, the teacher appears. Or when you ask with sincerity, the gifts are given if you're willing to then listen to the message that is being transmitted. And so I had to be miserably unwell to be willing to sit still enough to listen to an answer that was very unconventional according to my upbringing, that would open me up. So initially, in fact, it wasn't the homeopathic medicine or organic food I found initially. It was literally spiritual teaching. I had to be rooted in spiritual law and begin applying it in my life to where I would be ready to then receive the information on healing that I would then apply for my own life and then many thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands or millions of others since that time in broadcast media. So thank you for inspiring that memory and relating it in this way, Stephen. I really appreciate it because it sounds like a lot of the journey is similar.
Yes, yes, yes. From what we've spoken about, I would agree. You know, we take a different approach, speaking about you and I and people in our field, than allopaths do. And maybe your listeners are aware of this and maybe they aren't. But when we look upon a disease process, in many cases, what we're looking at is the body's attempt to try to create balance and reestablish wholeness or a fully functioning system. And it's not really a bad thing to be suppressed or to be pushed away, but to encourage to move itself through. And a lot of people aren't aware of their spiritual nature, that is pure awareness or source, Shen, God. That's fine, but they can look at the body when they cut themselves. And if they don't have to do anything to the body, and it will heal. And that's what I'd say, where I start most of my patients or clients with, is if you don't have to believe that there's something greater than you, you don't have to see it, you don't have to feel it, you don't have to smell it or anything, but just the next time you bump yourself, you make a bruise or you cut yourself, take a look at it and watch it heal. I said, that is spirit in action. And I said, if you can believe just that right there, I said that we can get to the rest of it. So that's probably the most important thing that people need to remember out there, that it's not man that heals, it's the body that heals, and it's the spirit that infuses the body that's doing the healing. And it utilizes a specific blueprint, and it is specific. It's the same in everyone, and this except for gender. That's the only differences that we have in it. But this blueprint is where spirit sort of travels in or moves in. You could say our soul nature, that is pure awareness, that awareness that's beyond thought, feeling, idea, emotion, sensation. It's pure. That's the place of that us that's eternal and that will go on beyond this body. But that awareness, that purity, utilizes that specific blueprint in the body, the bioenergetic blueprint, or what we call the acupuncture meridians in Chinese medicine, to infuse the body for not only healing, but healing is just a byproduct of this entire network being open and uninhibited. But more importantly, it allows us to create, to live life to this fullest. You know, I speak about it in our upcoming book that the body is a reality-generating organism. When we think of the body, we think of just this physical entity. But the body thinks, it emotes, and it senses. So it has a mental, emotional, physical aspect. It's awareness or the spirit that holds it all together. Unfortunately, when we get stuck too much in the mind, our thoughts, we think of ourselves as a mind, and we have a physical body.
Stephen, if I may,
yes,
you said something very profound. I want you to repeat it. You said the body is a reality-generating what?
The body is a reality-generating organism. It thinks, it emotes, and it senses, which creates belief patterns or attractor patterns, which are feelings, and those define our lives. It's not so much our thoughts alone that define our lives. It's the combination of our sensory perceptions, our emotions, and our thoughts that produce particular attractor patterns that will not only determine the texture and tone of our lives, but also the direction of our lives. Well, I always tell my clients that, listen, your body is a reality-generating organism. It can generate the reality of health and healing or disease and decay. It can generate the idea and the feeling of wealth and abundance or poverty and lack. Now, what will happen is if you can hold on to these particular feeling states or attractor patterns long enough, in the case with healing, your body, of course, will heal. And in the case with abundance, your body or you will take specific actions, that is behaviors, most of which are going to be very subtle and unknown to you, that will open up new pathways of revenue or prosperity. And we can go down every attribute or spiritual attribute and virtue, if you would, but they're all created in the body, or at least they're experienced in the body, I should say. So when we're working with clients, it doesn't matter what diagnosis that they have. And in the last 2 months, we've had several cancers, several Parkinson's, several peripheral neuropathy, organ transplants, kidney transplants, renal failure, pancreas transplants, and every single one of them I treat the same. Because I'm not ever treating disease. Mm-hmm. That's the body's attempt to try to correct a problem. So I'm not getting in the way of that. What I'm helping them to do is to become more conscious about the healing process and to become conscious where they're unconscious. That is where they have blocked up this blueprint that spirit moves through to heal the body.
Becoming conscious where they're unconscious. It's phenomenally simple but yet overlooked by much of the, we'd call it, I'd hesitate to call it the healing profession. As I said, you've used the term allopathic, and I do appreciate that. You know I'm aware of that. Not everybody is, although if you listen to this show, you do understand that. The reductionist type of chemistry only, tangible, everything is every disease is, every symptom is every disease is every symptom, as opposed to what you've just said, which is incredibly profound and appreciated here. And I, you know, go back to the healing of the body, just a simple cut or a bruise. I mean, how many of us, when we get the cut, we start looking at it and go, okay, heal. Come on, you can do it, heal. I mean, wait, no, send the collagen. You stop, you got to clot the blood, and you're thinking of this consciously. And if you didn't, you'd bleed to death because you didn't think about the healing. No, there is that, as chiropractors call it, an innate intelligence. Yes. And a form that starts with energy. In fact, earlier, it was almost a year ago, I think, we covered a story. This may have been an inadvertent discovery, I think maybe out of Johns Hopkins or whatever, where they actually were videotaping the, let's say, regeneration. Or let's say the generation of a developing, it might have been a salamander or a frog. And in fact, the photograph, they accidentally left this on overnight, and they captured these energetic imprints, not even physical imprint, but energetic visuals of the face before it had developed physically. That the energy was flowing in that direction, and the physicality manifested based on the energy grids, patterns. You utilize terms in that regard as well, that then allowed for this development of the healthy design as it was supposed to be. Though if they block the flow of the energy into that area, there would be deformity and incomplete generation. So what you're saying is absolutely rooted in truth and now being validated by very hardcore science.
Yeah, we could almost fill up an entire library, well, rather small library, but you could, with all of the mind-body science that's out there. Now, this particular area, I think they call it epigenetics, beyond
yes.
genetics.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not be so, there's not as much research out there, but there is research out there that validates what I'm talking about. That is that we are beyond, the premise is that we are beyond our thoughts, our emotions, and our physiology, that what we are is eternal. And that if we can get in touch with that and get rooted and grounded and make that our center of gravity, then we have a lot more power over this body. That is this tool of self-expression, the reality-generating organism, than we ever thought we had before. With a lot of clients, I just had a client 6 weeks ago. I went down to Texas, and she had lost a tremendous amount of weight. She was below 80 pounds. I think she was 78 pounds. She was 5'5". She had had a double transplant, pancreas and kidneys, both of which failed 4 or 5 years ago. So they went into remission, and she was on dialysis. And she went through my program. I took her through it. They flew us down there, and they went through it, and then I worked with her over the phone. And when I said to her, I said, I just framed this simple little question to her. I said, did your kidneys work before? And she said, yes, of course. And I said, well, why won't they work again? Why wouldn't they work again? And no physician had ever asked her that before. They just assumed that the decline was imminent and it was permanent, and that she would always be on dialysis. So the biggest thing that we have to do is we have to reframe our entire experience. That is the way we're looking at things. Because medicine isn't the bad guy, even allopathic medicine. They're just doing what they know and what they see every day. And if a person gets cancer, or they get Parkinson's, or they get MS, or any of these disease processes, they have watched them over and over go into a decline and then death. And there's a certain symptoms and a path that they usually do in a duration, and that's how they define and frame most of their patients. So the first thing that a patient has to do is they have to get their head out of the disease process's rear end. And what they have to start looking in the direction of health and possibility. Once they do that, then they have a chance. But if they're locked in, that is, their tasers are set on everything that they've been told by that practitioner, chances are their body will follow whatever awareness is allowing the mind to think about, the emotions to feel, and the body to sense. It will follow that path. But if their awareness can move away from that particular frame long enough and reconstruct a new frame that consists of new thoughts, new emotions, and new sensory perceptions, which would allow them to create new feelings and attractor patterns in that body, then that body will heal. That young lady, after 5 years of not even having the urge to use the restroom, is having the urge at least 3 or 4 times a day now, and she has gone to the bathroom 6 times in the last 6 weeks when they told her kidneys would never work again.
So we're talking about transforming our lives, and I believe that it is our birthright to do so in a very positive way, because, heck, we've become really good at doing it in destructive ways. I mean, we've become professionals, all of us, in the Western world of destroying our health. And that is, maybe some would say, an unconscious decision, but even a choice to go into unconsciousness is at some level a conscious choice that develops into what we expect. And so you begin to expect differently. It seems like you're opening these people up to expect something different. And imagine that. It kind of opens that sort of doorway or window where there was none before, and then the possibilities start coming in, and wow, imagine healing happening where it was, let's say, prohibited by our belief system prior to that.
Yes, our belief systems do inhibit us, but simply thinking a new belief won't change our situation in most cases. And that's why a lot of people fail in these sort of think and grow rich, law of attraction kind of positive thinking models, simply because belief systems are so ingrained in the neural pathways in our brain and the myofascial tissue in the body. A lot of people don't realize, but your myofascial tissue in the body is literally neuropeptide brain tissue. That is, your body thinks and it feels. So these belief systems are ingrained in the tissues, in the nervous system, in the blood, everywhere in our body. So we have to have a complete revolution, if you would, of mind, emotion, and body. And the only way that we can do that fully and effectively is to develop spiritually. Now, remove that word spiritual. What we're really doing is becoming fully conscious or fully aware.
Well said. Stephen, stand by. I want to take a break here. I'm going to see if we can work on this connection on the break, because this is going so well, exactly where I'd hoped and beyond. So we can teach people this in a brief way. And, of course, we'll do some more follow-up as well. We're talking with Stephen Rogers from Shentrition. He's out in the wilds of Montana. That's why our connection is a little challenging at the moment. But we're going to make sure we get it out, because there's too much that we want to get. In the next segment with Stephen Rogers. Stand by on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Coming right back after this.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being, and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
These days, entrepreneurship is everywhere. It's all around us. From food and beverage to restaurants to natural supplements and wellness products, electronics, internet, and high tech. If you own a business or want to start your own, then you need advice from the experts at Underground Marketing Company. Underground Marketing has clients from all over the world and a proven track record of success. For more info, please visit UGOCGM.com. UGOCGM.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We continue now from the wilds of Montana. Oh, not me, but Stephen Rogers there with Shentrition. And, of course, there's Shen Life, shen-life.com. I've got the links up at robertscottbell.com. You want to learn more. There's more that we can ever cover in a few short segments. And I am just absolutely fascinated, riveted. I love the fact that not only is Stephen with us to do this, but he's sharing things that are so very practical as well. And you mentioned an interesting thing, because over the course of the years of developing my, let's say, healing, in my own body, much less helping others, and of course ending up in broadcast media, I had to realize that there were certain words, certain way I could say a word that could be off-putting to people. And you're going into areas of energy that a lot in the West are, it's sort of a new terrain, a new idea, and it sometimes can be intimidating. But the way you said it, you know, if you talk about spirituality, some people might say, well, I don't know what he's talking about. Then you talk about consciousness, being conscious versus unconscious. That's brilliant, and it's accurate.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, after working with so many patients, I would lose a lot of them in the beginning with language. You could see their whole core contract and immediately cover up their midline with their arms or something, and they wouldn't come back. And so I had to learn to meet people where they're at, not where I wanted them to be. And hopefully through trust, by producing results, that eventually they would get to the same place that I was, at least intellectually, in that understanding that we're really talking about the same things. You know, being fully conscious is, in essence, being fully aware of our connection to spirit or soul. Mm-hmm. That is free of all of the myriad sort of reactionary responses of the mind, the emotions, and the physiology and external life. Now, we don't stay in that awareness. What we do is we allow that awareness to come into the frontal personality, that is the mind, the emotions, and the physiology, and sort of mesh or integrate itself into our bodies and external life. So there's no problem between what we would think of as reactionary and what we would think of as fully conscious. That is terrestrial life, what we see in front of us, and the unseen part, what we would call spirit. There's like a regrouping, if you would, a coupling, a marriage that happens. And that's really the essence of what we teach with our clients in Shen Life, is how to do that again, because ultimately, what's happening is we're reintegrating all the symptoms or the systems of the body, the 11 systems of the body, reproductive, digestive, and so on and so forth, and they're being reintegrated through that bioenergetic network. Now, integration is another word out there that kind of scares people. They don't really understand what that means. Just think of the word communication, and that's what's really happening. When you reintegrate all these systems, they're allowed to fully communicate with one another again, and they're allowed to do their job.
Yes.
But now, let's think of these, the three major parts of the body, the mental, emotional, and the physical. If those aren't connected, that means your mind's doing one thing, your heart's doing another, and your physical body's doing another. And if this body, we know, is the tool of self-expression, that is a reality-generating organism, if those three parts of the body are disconnected or fragmented in any way, our creative experience, our imaginative experience, is going to be somewhat fragmented, at least. And at worst, it's going to be completely jacked and cut off so that we're not able to actually get anything really accomplished in life. Mm-hmm. It's like taking two steps forward and three steps back constantly. So the first thing of what we usually work with people is getting the body to reintegrate it in those systems so that the healing takes place. The second thing is to get them to understand the creative or imaginative aspects of the body so that they're able to live life to the fullest. And that, to me, is the fun part. The healing part, to me, is just kind of a given. With this process, what's really cool is when people begin to understand how much power that they have and conscious choice over their present reality, whether it's in areas of finance, whether it's in areas of healing or career or relationships or what have you.
This is sensational, and this is the thing that I've been trying to work with for many years in opening up the pathways of communication. Because going back to my allopathic upbringing, every communication my body was trying to send me, every signal, every message was met with shut the hell up. Let's just be honest. That's what the drugs were doing. Don't pay attention.
Yes.
They've used the analogy over and over again about shooting out the warning light or disconnecting the warning, you know, light of a car and then sending you on your way, which is what drugs in a sense do. But the whole idea is to enliven and awaken the communication pathways of the body. I liken the, you know, as above, so below principle. If we shut our cells down, that know that we've already acknowledged here in some of the things you've shared, Stephen, that it has an innate intelligence. It knows what to do to heal. And we say, no, we're not listening to you. Then how hard is it not to not understand, I guess, that we can't communicate with our own families? We can't communicate with our neighbors, our communities, much less on a larger scale politically, economically, or communicate from country to country, from nation to nation. All of these things, to me, they stem from our unwillingness, inability, I'd say inability, but we've just forgotten how to listen to the very messages coming from nature herself or creation herself. And that's what we're talking about here, awakening that pathway of communication up. And look, lo and behold, the healing happens.
Yes, absolutely. You know, in most cases with all of my clients, and one of them is for legal reasons, I very rarely ever even address the disease process that the allopaths have given a specific name. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I don't do that is I don't want to libel myself. And people will call me up and they say, I have Parkinson's, I have cancer, I have this, I have that. And it's, you know, there's so many of them now. And I quickly tell them that I'm not, anything that I'm giving you is just simply educational, and it's not to treat, cure, or prevent anything. And I'm telling all your listeners out there, I said, I won't use this term. Even when you address me with this term, I won't use this term, because my focus is on health and well-being. My focus is not on that. So I'll never, ever use that term. I'm only focused on what we need to get the body to do, which it already knows how to do, but it's not communicating right to get it to do it. So I'm going to let all the Western allopathic physicians, since they have a patent on those words or trademark those words, and they have a patent on the drugs to treat those words, they can have it. And I'm not going to libel myself by violating all of that. So I'm just going to focus on the thing that they don't focus on, which is the solution, healing.
Yes.
And that's all we're going to do. So no, we're not curing anything. We're just getting the body back to what it always does. Survival, healing. Survival and healing is the same thing. You know, the body wants to live. It's the greatest urge in the universe. This most powerful urge in the universe is more life. And that's what the body does. It does it constantly. So all it really needs sometimes is to remove the log jam. And once we can find out that one log that's in there that's jamming all of them up, then the body will continue to do what it does. And it will get better. You know, I had a client, she comes to mind because this one was totally sent home here recently and given up on. She'd been to 16 different specialists over 9 years, lost the ability to walk. They gave her 9 different diagnoses. The last 3 were 2 different types of Parkinson's and a cerebral degeneration problem. And she had ended up with the Duke Neurology Department, Duke University at the Neurology Department. They basically sent her home and said, you know, there's not a whole lot we can do. So a friend of mine called her. Called me and happened to be his mother. And when I got there, she was on a scale 1 to 10, 10 being the worst pain. She was at a constant 8, and she was full of narcotics. She had lost the ability to walk. She hadn't walked in over a year. I mean, not even stumbled. She was on the floor, curled up in fetal position, shaking violently. So I just paid attention for 2 12-hour days, didn't touch her or anything. I just paid attention to where I thought that she had some of those log jams. And on the third day, we started removing the logs. That is, we were using her awareness to become more conscious of where she was losing tremendous vital force. Some of it was in relationships. Some of it was in the some of it was in obstacles like relationships, and some of it was in what I call anchors. That is, things that she wouldn't let go of, old repressed kind of stuff from the past. And on the third day, she was up walking around on a walker. On the fifth day, she was walking around on a cane. And on the seventh day, she was actually walking on her own. So I gave her my whole system to do, and I told her I'd come back in 8 weeks after she did it just to see if I could get patient compliance, and she did it. And when I got back, she was pretty steady on a cane. And then I worked six more days with her, my wife and I, as a team. And in those 6 days, that woman was walking a mile a day by herself. And the real beautiful thing about it all was two things. She could not stand up. Even when I left the first time, if I would have stood her up and let go, she just fell right over. Just blinking log, bam, right over. On that mile, she was able to stop four different times on that mile at the quarter-mile mark and stand for over 2 minutes on her own, and she never once complained about pain on that second visit and dropped her pain medications by two-thirds. So, and they told her and sent her home, they really didn't have anything for her but a whole list of experimental drugs. Mm. Now, are they bad guys? No, they just do what they know to do, which isn't much.
They're not just bad, they're drawn that way.
Yeah, it's just education.
Yeah.
So they did the best that they had to offer her. What holistic medicine, or at least this type of holistic medicine, I don't even like to use that word, it's been so misbranded,
sure.
Is it really empowers the patient. It teaches the patient that they're not really a patient at all. I like to use the scripture in the New Testament, the physician, heal thyself. It really helps him to awaken that inner physician, or as the chiropractors call it, innate intelligence, and allow that to do the magic, the miracles of mm-hmm. healing work.
Yes.
So the patient becomes their own physician. That's what I love about this, is once they leave us, they leave this, our program, they know how to do it, and they know when they get out of it.
Well, this has been an extraordinary journey in a short time, as we've been, I'm pleased as can be that you're able to join me today, and I'm looking forward to doing some more with you, no doubt about it, because the healing, this is the mission of the show, and to surround myself with people that have that adopted that mission in their own life and gone through it the way you have, it, as I said, it's indelibly marked. It's not just it's not a fad at all. In fact, it is a way of life, and it's open for anyone. When I was called to heal, I realized I wasn't called to help heal just people that were purple or green or blue or gray or had this religious belief or that. It was like whoever's coming to you that sincerely wants help, that's who we're here to help, and I sense that same thing with you.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, and I feel the same way. I think I just appreciate you having us on, Erica, and I love what you're doing over there, and Liam and Matt, all of you.
Well, we appreciate you, and I'm glad to have you on board, and I look forward to many more appearances as we continue this journey back to health and healing and opening the lines of communication and making that which is currently unconscious conscious again, based on the freedom to choice to do so. That's what we respect here as well. For those that want to learn more about Stephen Rogers, his wife Erica, they're just wonderful people, shentrition.com. I have that linked up at the blog today, robertscottbell.com, as well as Shen Life, which is Shen, shen-life.com. And in fact, those of you who feel so inclined to call up and reach out that way, you feel like there's something you were so inspired to do, you can call them at 866-497-7436, 866-497-7436. And real quick, I would be doing a great disservice not to let everybody know about that Shentrition powder that I was eating while I was in the Health Freedom Expo that helped sustain me when I didn't have access to leave the booth and get real, what we call a meal. No, I was actually getting sustained through the Shentrition.
Yes, well, Shentrition is two components. It's superfoods and whole foods that we use that as a delivery system for the widest array and highest milligram dosage of whole herbal adaptogenic herbs. Adaptogenic herbs are a unique classification of herbs. Their primary goal is to help the body maintain homeostasis, which is the key to healing, and they do so by strengthening the endocrine system and the chi reserves, or the energy reserves. And they get their ability to do this because they usually grow in extreme environments.
Mm-hmm.
These environments, they learn not only to survive but thrive by developing certain phytochemicals. These phytochemicals, when we ingest these, we begin to adapt better to physical, emotional, mental, and environmental stressors.
Perfect.
Stressors could be anything.
Yes. Well, and it could be even a positive, wonderful stress like I was having at the Health Freedom Expo, where I was thoroughly enjoying it, but not a lot of downtime, right? So
right,
those of you like to learn more, we're about out of time today. And it's been an extraordinary journey. And, Stephen, again, thanks to you. Big hugs to your wife as well. I look forward to having you back on board. Welcome. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show family. And we've got a lot more healing to do.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us on, Robert.
All right, once again, you can reach them at 866-497-7436. This concludes today's Robert Scott Bell Show. No, don't cry. It's okay. We'll be back tomorrow with more powerful healing than you can shake a stick at. Why would you shake a stick at it? I don't know. But the Robert Scott Bell Show, the place for health, freedom, and liberty. Remember, the healing revolution continues. Dr. Frank King, other exciting things that will be happening leading us into this weekend, which happens to be the Ron Paul Rally in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hope to see you there. In the meantime, remember this, the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.